Chapter 6. Napoleon is always right. All that year, the animals worked like slaves. In the spring and summer, they worked a 60-hour week, and they were happy to do it because all their work was for them and not for people. In August, Napoleon asked them to work on Sunday afternoons as well. But it was not enough. The harvest was not as good as the year before, and they did not have as many fields of potatoes and carrots. The winter was going to be hard. The windmill was not easy to build either. The animals had to find heavy stones and carry them to the top of the hill. They sometimes needed a day to find and pull up one big stone. Boxer worked the hardest. He now started work 45 minutes early every morning. There was enough food for all the animals that summer. Nobody stole any food. But there were some problems, because they could not make everything they needed on the farm. They needed things like oil and horseshoes, and they needed machinery for the windmill. One Sunday morning, Napoleon talked to the animals.
"We need to buy some things, so we're going to sell some of our harvest and some eggs. The eggs can be a special present from the chickens to help with the windmill. Then we can buy oil and horseshoes and machinery. Mr. Whimper, a man from the town, will help us, and I will meet with him."
Some animals were unhappy about this, and the four young pigs started to ask questions. But the dogs growled, and everyone was soon very quiet. Mr. Whimper visited the farm every week. Many animals were very worried about this. But then they saw Napoleon on four legs giving orders to a man on two legs.
"This looks good. Maybe it's all right," they thought.
In the village, the farmers were surprised that Animal Farm was working well. They laughed about the windmill, but they also saw that the animals had food and were happy. People talked a lot about Animal Farm and Mr. Whimper.
"I think Animal Farm will soon start to work with Mr. Pilkington at Foxwood Farm," said one of the farmers.
"No," said another farmer. "They're talking to Mr. Frederick at Pinchfield Farm."
But nobody really knew. One day, the pigs suddenly began to live in the farmhouse. The animals were worried, but Squealer explained it to them.
"The pigs need a quiet place to work. We have to decide some difficult things, or the farm will have problems. Do you want Mr. Jones to come back?"
Then the animals saw that the pigs were eating in the kitchen and sleeping in the beds. Boxer thought about it and decided that Napoleon is always right. But Clover was not sure. She remembered something about beds in the Seven Commandments, and she went to talk to Muriel.
"Muriel," she said, "can you read me the Fourth Commandment? Does it say something about beds?"
Muriel read the commandment slowly.
"Animals must not sleep in a bed with sheets."
Squealer was in the barn listening to them, and he explained,
"Yes, we're sleeping in beds, but that's not a problem. Beds are just a place to sleep. It's sheets that are bad, because people use them, so we have taken them away. We need to sleep well because we have to think for all of you, and beds help with that. We also need to sleep longer, so we're going to get up an hour later in the morning. We don't want to sleep longer, of course. We're doing it for you.
After the harvest, work on the windmill went faster. The weather was good, and the animals worked quickly. Boxer even worked at night by the light of the moon. But in November, the weather got worse and they had to stop. One night, there was a terrible storm, and the next morning, they saw that some trees were down. Then they saw something much worse. There was no windmill, just a hill of stones. The animals ran to the windmill with Napoleon in front. Nobody spoke. They all looked at the stones. Napoleon was walking around the hill thinking.
"My friends," he said suddenly, "who has done this, do you think? Who came in the night and attacked our windmill?" "It was Snowball. He came here in the dark and pulled it down. Snowball must die. If one of you can kill him, we will give you more food."
The animals were very angry. They knew that Snowball was bad. But how could Snowball do this to them? They all looked around the hill again and found the footprints of a pig. The footprints went down the hill and under a gate. Napoleon smelled the footprints.
"They are Snowball's," he said.
"He has gone to Foxwood Farm. But now, my friends, we have to work. We must build the windmill again. We will build all through the winter. We must show Snowball that nothing can stop us."